80s, 90s, 2K, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock of the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Did you hear that Dish Network is discontinuing their satellite receivers in the 3, 5, and 600 series? Find out how this will affect your programming when you stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main across the street from the Burley Skate Park. It is Wednesday morning, and each and every Wednesday about this time, we're joined by Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Love the sunshine. Thought about freezing to death yesterday.
Yeah, a little frost on the windshields, but this weekend we're supposed to hit 50. Saturday's supposed to be 50. I'm holding out hope.
How can you complain when the sun is shining, right?
Yeah, you really can. And all things considered, and I think we brought this up maybe last week, but talking to my family back home, they were below zero for a while.
Yeah.
Where it was like the actual temp was like 10 below, and then there was a 40-mile-an-hour wind. And so, you know, 30-something isn't so bad. Even the nights here where it drops down into the single digits, still not as bad as it could be.
Exactly.
Those of us who spent any time in the great upper Midwest, not too bad. You always come in here and share really great tips about running a small business and working for a small business. And this morning, your topic of conversation is better, best, and perfectionism. Let's get into this.
Yeah. So when I was doing what type of topic and feedback from the different stations and the listeners. So thank you again to the listeners who make their comments on Facebook and send stuff into Brock. Is that there seems to be where you're really enjoying some of these. Tips that we have that include not only to help better your business, but also your personal life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we talked about is businesses often have the taglines that they are the best in the industry or the best, you know, in better than their competition.
Yeah.
And what the research that I had done is by saying that you're best at something is misleading.
Well, it's kind of an egotistical statement in and of itself.
It is. And it also offers complacency to say, well, we are the best at giving customer service, so therefore there's no room for growth, so we're just going to stay status quo. Now, perfectionism on the opposite side of that coin is setting an unattainable standard. And when you had that perfectionist tendencies, you're constantly looking at what was not right. And that is hard, too, because then your employees often feel like they will never measure up.
Right. And you don't want to discourage your people.
Exactly. So, pun intended, it is better to say that we are better. We are,
sure.
You know, Brock Hot 100 is better than their competition at giving quality programming. You as listeners might think that he is better at having a morning show than the competition. But that's always giving you something to strive for, something for growth, always opening that, leaving that door open, per se.
And truth is, there's always room to grow. Regardless of what job you're doing or what field you're in, there is always room to grow.
Yes. Businesses that say that they're providing the better customer experience than their, you know, competitors. Simon Sinek, you know, I've quoted him several times, and he talks about that saying that you're better is a realistic claim and a much easier comparison because there is no metrics out there. There is nothing to measure against to say what is better, best, and so forth. And in order to do that, it's kind of like my brother used to always say to me when I would say that, oh, you're so weird.
Yeah.
And he would say, well,
most
what?
Brothers are.
Yeah. He goes, well, what's normal? He goes, in order to be normal, you have to put a standard on something. In order to put standard on things, you have to, he goes, so in reality, we're all weird. And I'm just looking at my 6'1" brother going, rolling my eyes going, really?
We really want to get into this.
but he, you know, in the broad spectrum, he was correct.
Well, he would win the smart aleck competition for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, so, but it goes the same way. You know, we can't be putting standards and rules on things where there was never meant to be.
Right.
So we've got a couple, I've got 10 ways on the blog on the visitjeromeidaho.com about ways to strive to be better. We don't have time to go through them all, so I'm really going to talk about a few of them and then direct you to the blog to read more information. So the first one is knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And on a business perspective, this is doing your SWOT analysis. For those who don't know what your SWOT analysis, it is a grid system where you write out your strengths, your weaknesses, your threats, and your opportunities. opportunities. And you do it not so much as looking at, oh, we are terrible at this, this, and this. It's looking at your threats as, oh, this is where we can grow. This is what we need to improve on.
Sure.
You know, it's looking at your strengths and saying, we are really good at this. How are we going to continue to be really good at this?
Right.
You know, and so we're always striving for that better option. The other one that they're talking about is have pride in yourself and your work. And we kind of touched on this. If your employees don't feel like they are ever measuring up to your standard, then you have high turnover and they don't stay long because their morale is low.
Well, yeah, and they can't find motivation to get better.
Exactly. So you need to have pride in yourself and pride in your work and transfer that to your employees to say, okay, so today wasn't such a great day, but tomorrow's a new day.
And we can do better, and here's how.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and that comes in with when we talked about before in the past with mentoring and all that professional development and just striving to do better. Another one is learn something new and also choose to excel despite the level of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. If you let the challenging stuff hold you up, you're never going to get better.
Well, you have
to welcome that stuff with open arms.
As employers, you've probably seen this in the younger generations. We've talked about this a lot with millennials and then Gen Zers and even, like, you know, with your own son who is a Gen Zer but a very young Gen Zer right now, is there seems to be this trend where people freeze up when they have something challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of overcoming that fear and realizing that you need to put it in your mind that regardless of how difficult this is, you're going to give it your best effort and try and succeed at it. Even if that is 1 inch instead of a foot in the distance, you know, and I've talked about Thomas Edison before. He's a classic example. How can you not go wrong?
Yeah.
Right. When you're thinking he, you know, was so optimistic and he never looked at his failures with the light bulb. He always looked at it. Well, I learned 1,000 different ways not to make a light bulb.
Right.
Right? We need to approach business or personalize the challenges the same way. Okay, so I had a really bad day. This just really sucked.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Great. Tomorrow's a new day. What can I learn from it? How can I fix this? How can I move forward?
Yeah, figure out why the day sucked.
Yeah.
And figure out how you can avoid said suckage the next day.
Absolutely. You know, so definitely. And don't let that level of difficulty hold you back. So often we allow that fear to control us. Mm-hmm. And when we allow that fear to control us, we're doing the very thing that we don't want to do. We've put a standard on something.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to do that. We've talked about reflecting on your success that contributes to the larger goal of the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So once again, it's okay to say, hey, we had a great last week. The first couple of days of this quarter or whatever didn't work so well. What changed?
Yeah. What did we do? Can we do it again?
Yeah.
And can we do it again even
better?
You
know, and it's okay to celebrate success, as oftentimes we get so busy that we forget to take that moment to celebrate the success.
Well, and it feels good to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very motivating factor for your team. If you celebrate success, they're going to want to succeed more so.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a big success. I think we often think of success as being Jeff Bezos or, you know, somebody's making millions of dollars. And it's like, no, the success is the little things, those little accomplishments. Like, woohoo, your sales guys, for example, Brock, when they come in and can have landed a new contract, how do you celebrate with them? Do you celebrate with them?
Oh, yeah. We congratulate them and talk about how we can do the very best job possible for the client. And that way, not only are they going to be on the air with us for a month or 2 months or whatever, but maybe a year or two.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be big. They can be very small successes. So just make sure that you find ways to reflect on them, to celebrate them, and to continue to move forward. Once again, we've got so much more information on this, but I'm just going to close with this, that good is a great place to start. For sustainability and growth, we need to continually be striving for better. Better than we were yesterday, better than we were last week, better than we were last month, and better than we were last year. Celebrate those small successes.
And it closes with growth, regardless of how small it is still growing. Celebrates each success.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
If you want to hear, of course, there's a lot of other stuff that we get into here in our chat. You can listen to it again on demand at hot100now.com. Just click the Brock in the Morning link under Audio On Demand on the left-hand side of the page. And again, Cheryl posts all of this stuff up on the visitjeromeidaho.com blog. And so if you really want to get into a detailed look at what we just talked about, that's a great place to go. Again, www.visitjeromeidaho.com. So we're going to take a break. I have your news and weather coming up at the top of the hour, and then we're going to come back at about 8:15 and talk about all of the fun things that are happening in the Magic Valley and with the Jerome Chamber of Commerce right after this. It's the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.